So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show. We have a lively show today with Ms. Jessica Riverson. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Erica.
Where are you on the planet?
I am in cold, dreary, rainy Seattle.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Well, you know, they do have a couple sunny days there because whenever I come up, it seems to be sunny.
Well, you must be getting really lucky. Yes, it's a little bit cold and rainy today, but we love this area. It's gorgeous.
I know. It's so pretty. So Jessica is the founder of the international coaching and training company, Permission to Charge.
Woohoo!
Woo, baby! She actually was able to retire her husband, and so he could stay at home and work with them and help raise the kids. They co-founded Permission to Charge Academy, where they show coaches, consultants, and experts how to own their own worth and properly price and package their expertise. And I've had some conversations with Jessica that are just life-changing. So if you have a chance, I know you're going to listen to the interview now, but go on over, sign up for one of the consultations with her. Just get in tune with that sensation of being, you know, paid well for doing what you love. Just kind of like tune into the vibration of that. And then, Jessica, why don't we just start with one of your aha moments that helped you create your company?
Sure. Gosh. So the way Permission to Charge came about is I had a different brand and a different message. And although people complimented me, they didn't understand what I did. And that's one of the big pieces to be able to, you know, Permission to Charge, be able to charge premium prices, is people really have to understand what you do and who you do it for. So I was giving a talk and I was talking about charging your worth. And at the end, this woman yelled out, "Permission to Charge." And so I ended up, you know, running home and buying the domain name, and I ended up rebranding. And even before I did my new website and rebranded and everything, I started using the new language, Permission to Charge. And it was enough of a hook that I started getting referrals. I started getting more clients. And I realized so many people have this problem. So it was a really good hook for me. It doesn't encompass all that I do, but it's a great hook because so many healers, coaches, consultants have, you know, have that struggle. And so my business actually, that year, my business went from a measly $7,000 in coaching income to almost six figures in sales the next year. So
let me know, tell me kind of what you see as a major stopping point. Like, what stops our energy around this, and what is it that's so tasty about coaching for free?
I was like, where is she going with this? Like, okay.
I mean, how many people coach for free?
Yeah, why do we do it? Why do we do it? You know, I'm guilty as well. Not so much anymore, right? But I know the feeling. I know the feeling. You know, we're put here on this planet to serve and to help people. And when you're like a healer at heart, whether it's your coach or consultant, but like your job is to help people. We just want to see others succeed, I think, that badly. But you have to be careful, right? You cannot do it for them. If you over give, then they're never going to learn for themselves. It's just like when you have kids, right? If you give them every single thing without ever having to earn anything, they don't get the lessons. And so I think we really rob people when we don't charge our worth, when we don't charge it's not even our worth, it's the value of the service or the result, the value of the result that you're going to give them. And we just haven't been trained on how to understand value.
I love it. That's just awesome. One of the other questions that came up for me as you were speaking was, what if you go ahead and you get all ambitious and then say you put out this new website and you have all your pricing and then there's like this pause. How do you kind of like steady the course as you're shifting up into that new place of being where it's all flowing?
Ah, okay.
So that's a hard question.
Yeah, and the thing about prices on a website, some people put them there, some people don't. That's another podcast. when you raise your prices, when you decide to go into premium pricing, and you decide, look, I cannot run a business when I'm making nothing, right? you get to that point. And when you make the shift, at first, what I find that starts to happen is some people will fall away. You know, you're not going to lose all your clients. You won't. Some people will fall away. But a lot of people will come with you as you step up into that new level. Sometimes it is a new target market that you're going to attract. But I think of it more of like a refinement. So you might have had this pool of people that were coming to you. When you go into premium prices, you're going to get a refinement of your, like you say, client avatar. And so you're different now, and you're going to attract a different client now.
I love it. Thank you so much for that. Tell us a little bit about the gifts you've put together for my beautiful audience.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay, so there's two gifts. The first one is the Raise Your Rates Challenge. So it's very easy, raiseyourrateschallenge.com. It's going to give you 5 days of training on value-based pricing. You need to get this like in your brain, in your bones, because once you do, you will have no qualms about charging. Like I have clients that charge, you know, anywhere from $5,000 to a client that had a year-long program that was $80,000. So you're not going to have any issues with charging. You're going to just understand how to price based on value. And then the second thing is I have a really great masterclass called How to Create Your Signature Program that will sell for $3,000 to $5,000. A lot of people come to us because, you know, they've been doing one-off sessions, or they've been doing packages, which is really just sessions lumped together, and they haven't been taught or trained how to charge based on value. Therefore, they can't charge $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 like my clients are doing. So people come to us because they want that result. They want to be able to work with, you know, a smaller number of clients at a deep level, get, you know, really nicely paid for the difference that they're making. So that's what the free masterclass is all about. It's about 45 minutes. And it's going to train you on, you know, how to do that. How do you create a signature program?
I love it, Jessica. It feels like we could interview each other. Like I could just chat with you for like months and months. I just keep asking.
Yeah, I won't shut up.
It's like, it's so interesting. Like this whole thing of just knowing your value to me and knowing how to connect with people in that space feels so light to me. And I'm just so glad you could come and just give us a little taste of your world. Maybe just share with us as we're leaving, one thing someone can do today to just shift their energy right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The number one thing you can do to shift your energy, especially as you're going into like premium prices, I call it going high end. I had a friend that she would always text me like, you're so high end. Like this was before we were like creating any success in our coaching businesses. So we were really helping each other embody a new mindset, a new way of being. So that's really what you have to do. You have to start envisioning like this higher version, kind of think of it your higher self. Envision who that is and start like walking around in his or her body, and that will get you on the path.
Raise your mind. Thank you so much for coming. It was just great having you.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. See ya.